the world's largest automaker is enjoying a resurgence. After bleeding red ink in the 1980s and 90s, General Motors has retooled. It's now the only Big Three automaker to have made a profit last year, earning nearly $1.5 billion. As Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET reports, the automaker has worked hard to improve its image and its bottom line.
At a GM dealership called Suburban Buick Cadillac just north of Detroit, sales representatives chat with prospective customers while crunching numbers. At the same time, teacher Pat Garrity wanders around looking at a new sport utility offering from Cadillac.
Some of the new GM cars, I'm in the Cadillac area, which is really out of my price range, but they have a lot of new different kinds of things. The new Cadillac they introduced, the Escalade with the fold-down back, just kind of interesting stuff to look at.
Garrity says he's become more interested in GM's cars and trucks lately because of the company's move towards bolder styling. He also notices a difference in GM's advertising these days. In its most recent ad campaign for Cadillac, the once-staid brand uses music from Led Zeppelin.
It's time to put your foot down. Northstar V8 standard, room for six. Cadillac DeVille.
These commercials promote the idea that GM isn't the boring company it used to be. The automaker has generated new consumer interest in recent months with flashier vehicles like the Pontiac Vibe and the Chevy Avalanche. GM North America President Gary Cowger says that's the only way to attract new customers.
We got to focus on the three fundamentals of this business: product, product, and product. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what this business is about. And we have to have the best cars and trucks out there for our customers that people just want to have.
GM managed to post a significant profit last year in spite of a sluggish economy. Cowger says the company's success hasn't occurred overnight. He says GM's been making substantial changes for the past decade.
It has been a streamlining and a consolidation of what then was multiple divisions and getting focused on leaner manufacturing, common systems that outside don't mean much, but within the company really cleans up the way you do business and simplifies the way you do business.
Much of the credit for GM's recent fortunes goes to Vice Chairman Robert Lutz, who was hired out of retirement. He helped lead Chrysler's revival in the 1990s, using his expertise in design to build cars customers wanted. He's already had an effect on product development at GM. The Pontiac Solstice was designed in just 4 months. Auto analyst David Cole.
Bob Lutz is a legitimate car guy. He's somebody that has deeply held passionate views on cars and the industry. And he was really born that way, and it's not something that is a newfound love. That's Bob Lutz. But what a lot of people don't understand about Bob, they tend to see him as this ultimate car guy. He is also an outstanding executive.
Cole says Lutz has already disbanded committees that delayed decision-making and has given more control to designers. But despite the company's recent popularity, Cole warns that GM can't rest on its laurels.
We've seen winners that seem to be on top and have everything together to fall very, very quickly. This is very cyclical business. And one of the greatest challenges is to sustain the kind of efforts that you have underway and not want to go on vacation.
General Motors sold more than 8.5 million cars and trucks worldwide last year. That's more than many other automakers combined. But with increased competition, the automaker knows it can't sit still. General Motors says it has plenty of new products in the pipeline to keep customers interested in coming years. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.